Possession for Thompson. He's got a man wide open to the far circle. Shot scores. There it is. J.J. Paterka. In his hometown and their new home rink gets a goal, and the Sabres are up 5-0, and the smiles say it all.
Exhibition game today in Munich. Dan Dunleavy with the call from Buffalo. 5-0, J.J. Paterka, one of five different Sabres to score. Next up, the regular season opener, the first game of the year in the NHL. Next Friday afternoon, Sabres-Devils. Devils!
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sunday afternoon on local TV. Know the games?
I have not looked yet.
Here you go. Lucky you. You didn't need to waste the time because I have.
All right, I'll do what I always do when you start doing this. I'm going to go look anyway just to make sure you're right.
If the map at 506sports.com is accurate, which is where I always look.
You always say that, so that's why I go look at my Fubo app here on my iPhone.
Okay, I need you to do that first then, because you're more likely to be right looking at that.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I suppose. I mean, I guess they've never been wrong as far as I know. Sunday, 1 o'clock, CBS, Broncos at Jets.
Yeah.
1 o'clock on Fox, Eagles at Bucks.
Once again, we're in Eagles town this week.
Yep. 4:25, we get Chiefs and Chargers.
Right, that's what I have.
Okay.
The four options, and I don't know anymore how much say the local affiliate has, but Denver Jets, Vikings Packers, that's a CBS game this week, Jacksonville Houston, and Pittsburgh Indianapolis. The Jet game is my least favorite of the four. The other games to me are all better. Minnesota Green Bay could be amazing.
That to me is far and away better than these other games. The Jets are still. I kind of want to see the Jets.
They're more important.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to see what kind of form they're in, and you know,
local fans.
And if it's if it's a close game, that'll be something I'm going to want to definitely be, you know, dialed in on, because it obviously matters to us how the Jets do. So, the other two aren't even. I feel Green Bay Minnesota I would watch 100 times out of 100 instead of Jets Broncos. I'm not sure with the other two games you mentioned there that I would make the switch.
It's interesting looking at this map how important AFC NFC is to these choices. Like if you look at the Southeast. Much of it is Jacksonville, Houston, but when you get up to Atlanta, it's the Vikings-Packers game. When you go west to New Orleans, it's the Vikings-Packers game. Around Houston up to Dallas, it's the Vikings-Packers game. Like, if there's an NFC team there, the choice was Minnesota-Green Bay, if it, indeed it's choice. Otherwise, it's Jaguars-Texans up to Nashville. Jaguars, Texans. So it really is divided. The country is so divided.
Yeah.
It's down right down party lines here. If you're an AFC town, you get an AFC game.
And neither of these conferences are really looking out for the little guy either.
Oh, no. It's so corrupt.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you. Denver Jets, Philadelphia, Tampa. 2 weeks in a row, the Eagles at New Orleans, at the Bucks. Throw out the record books, and then the Chief Charger game late before Bills and Ravens Sunday night. Look, what is the top narrative for Sunday night football, this matchup? It's the MVP award. I mean, a lot of Bills fans, I would think probably the vast majority, would have said that Allen deserved it last year. He didn't finish second, but he was the only player other than Lamar Jackson to get a first-place vote.
Thank you, Aaron Schatz.
From Aaron Schatz. I think he finished fourth or fifth in the end, but still. And it was a fair argument last year. Jackson's team won more games, and that's the kind of thing I want to think voters are going to not take as high of a priority when, you know, doing this. But here you go. Like, in an individual sense, and this is a lot of what drives interest in the sport, the quarterbacks, two huge stars in the league. One guy just won his second. The other guy hasn't won yet. Neither guy has gotten home in the playoffs yet. Allen's done a little bit better. But still, like, that's what they have in common here. And, you know, you kind of want to think it's Allen's year, at least in terms of Jackson. You and I agree. I think Jackson has almost no chance of winning this year, especially given how it started. But anyway, just because he's won two. And with this award, I think I would love to vote for it because I'd want to make sure I denied the legacy stuff from my brain, you know, from my analysis. But it's hard to. Like, Jackson has won two. Mahomes has won two. Most people, almost everybody would take Mahomes over Jackson. Allen hasn't won yet. A lot of other guys who've been were really good, like Prescott was second last year, hasn't won yet. He had a great night, I thought, by the way. So, you know, you kind of feel like Allen should be represented by this. It's still, though, a matter of this season. If he outplays Lamar Jackson, like, decidedly, and the Bills win this game, that's huge for him in this way. If he doesn't, he won't be favored next week. You know, maybe Jackson won't either, but that'll hurt. Yep. And this award last year, it was like every week the favorite changed.
Right. The whoever got installed, I'm almost reluctant to say this out loud on the radio right now because I think people are still listening. But it felt almost like every week the guy that had the great game, like, oh, he's on top of the MVP. The next week, that was it. It was over. Like, you just played your way right out of it. Just one week after being installed as the betting favorite. So hopefully that same fate does not befall Allen and the Bills here with him ascending to the top of that heap here after last week's Monday Night Football performance against against Jacksonville. Because obviously that it would not only hurt his MVP chances, but it definitely would hurt the Bills here with, you know, it's a devastating, it's a loss. But considering what they're staring at here, these next three games, I guess I haven't really thought about, like, ranking the three games, like, which are the hardest. This is probably the hardest of the three, I think. A night game in Baltimore against the Ravens, despite their record, I feel like that's a heavier lift than going to Houston at 1 o'clock next Sunday or going to New York the week after on Monday night.
It's really close, though. I think by the spreads, at least from before the season, every one of these games was the Bills being, like, a two-point underdog.
Yeah.
And maybe that Houston game is different now. This one isn't.
Right.
I don't think the Jets would be either. Wouldn't the Jets be favored this week, or would they not be if the Bills went there? Would they not be? The Jets are not really different from preseason expectations.
Right.
The Ravens a little bit are.
Yeah.
But the line didn't move anyway.
I was surprised the line. You've asked, I think, everybody we've talked to this week at some point or another about that. And I don't think I've ever said a word. I'm surprised it didn't move. At least like a half a point or even a full point. I mean, the Bills did look like the best team in the league on Monday night. And the Ravens have, you know, they barely got their, they barely lost their games too, but they barely won the game they won in the end. It looked very familiar. So I was surprised we didn't get at least a smidge of movement on the line myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tend to tie myself up with these spreads. And if one doesn't make sense to me, I blame myself. Like, my 100%, I feel like this is my miss. There's something about this game. I'm not sure I should be able to know what it is that I'm missing, but I think there has to be something.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Ravens have been an elite team. I don't think it's shocking that they're favored.
Oh, when
I see that line, I'm like, it worries me. Like it would for any two teams where the line doesn't make sense to me. Like, sort of, there's something I don't know.
Yeah. I definitely don't think it's an injustice that Baltimore's favored in the game. I just think it was 2.5 going into Monday Night Football. The Bills looked like, I mean, the best kind of house fire you could be. And it didn't move. And that surprised me. That's all.
It kind of tells you that the takeaway from the game was Jacksonville.
Yeah. Right.
Here's Zach with us. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys, I call in on the matchup, but if I could real quick on the MVP conversation. You know, I think the last couple of years, a lot of the guys were deserving, but Jackson winning it last year was just a little off to me. 24 touchdowns passing, 5 rushing, 29 total. I mean, it just wasn't that impressive. I'm not sure what they saw other than the record and the maybe the seeding, putting him over the top. I mean, Allen's climb from where they were at 6-6 and then the McDermott drama and then, you know, Diggs falling off a cliff and everything else to get them there. It just was just a little bit off. So when you just ran by that, Mike, saying he's got two and Mahomes has got two and Allen's got none, it just kind of irks me because you look statistically at Allen and Jackson over the course of their career, and if you just objectively showed those to somebody and said, this guy's got two MVPs and this guy's got one, the only thing that sticks out is Jackson's 36 passing touchdowns and however many he had rushing back in 2019 when he was truly dominant. I think since then, you know, he reminds me a lot of Tua, where, like, you know, they don't really beat great teams. They eat up big in the regular season, and then he's nowhere to be found in the postseason. And then that kind of gets me to, I think the Bills are going to win. You know, I find the spread kind of odd as well. I think it's, what, still 2.5?
Mm-hmm.
They just must not be buying these Bills wins, and especially the Jacksonville one. Maybe it's saying more about them. But it was such a big blowout. I just think the Bills will win. I think they'll more than cover, and I think it's because they always have Jackson's number, and they always have Henry's number for that matter. And another thing with Henry is, yeah, he ate up and got big last week, but I just never thought that'd be a big fit with him in Baltimore. He's normally a line it up, hand it to him 7 yards back. To hand a bigger back like that out of shotgun, I mean, I just don't think long-term – the rest of the season that's going to work. And the Bills defensive line against the injured Ravens offensive line, I think it's a bad matchup. I think the Bills will definitely cover. Thanks.
Yeah, well, if they win, they'll cover because they're underdogs.
Right, they're right. Yeah, I like how they've done it. The Bills have done, and McDermott's defense has done a tremendous job on Jackson. We ran through the numbers already earlier this hour. It's fantastic for a player of his caliber. And, you know, you can go either way on that. You can say, well, you know, McDermott's got some sort of secret sauce, right? I'm a little more – we're all waiting for the moment where we go, oh, man, I really miss Milano. Bernard being out is tough. Oh, these safeties. And I feel like all of that combined, I would understand if it, for me, it's in my head a little bit. Like, Jackson is great. I agree with you on the MVP. I don't like how that all went down last year. But he is a great player, and he has not ever had a really good day against the Bills. And it feels a little bit to me like, how long can you expect that to keep going on, right? Like, he's great. He'll have a day. Eventually, he's going to have a day against you. And maybe it comes Sunday night. I don't know. I think I'm going to pick the Bills because I like the idea of them getting points here. But with where they are in the middle of the field, with still no Bernard, of course no Milano, I don't know. I sort of feel like it's a law of averages. I don't know. I just feel like Lamar is due to have a decent day against the Bills is all. And if the Bills can shut him down again, I mean, hats off continuously to the job Sean McDermott does on him and is doing overall this year with his defense.
Just to tack on to some of the caller's points, it's a regular season award only, so playoff history means nothing toward it. And turnovers are what get left out. You know, you can vote, you could think Allen was deserving last year. I think, again, that's reasonable. But he threw 18 picks, you know, like Lamar threw 7. They both have been hugely successful on the ground. Allen or Jackson really doesn't run for touchdowns as much, but the yards are there. He's top 10 in the league, I think, so far this year in rushing yards. And last week, third thing, he was under center more than any other game in his career. And I think that's probably, it's always matchup driven, but an effort to make it mesh better with Henry.
Yep.
And they both had great games. Thanks for the call. Zach, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, picks at 6. This is WGR.